I can't hear shit. What the fuck is that?
Sounded like some ignorant ass.
Yeah, that sounds so ignorant like a motherfucker.
Like, that's something I play Battlegrounds too ignorant. Like, Jesus.
All right, let me...
XXXTentacion.
Go ahead and fix your mic.
Is it fucking up again?
Yeah, bad.
Yeah.
I mean, for a second. It'll do that. I think it's the connection.
Sounded like you were down the hallway and around the corner and out the window. Like, goddamn.
It's cool, fam. It's cool.
Let me share this shit. Did I already share this shit? I'm going to share it just in case. I think it
means. Were you live?
Chariot?
I am live right now.
Where are you live?
Canada?
YouTube.
Oh.
YouTube? You're not doing the Twitch night?
Nah, I couldn't set it up as of right now. It doesn't pick it up on the OBS. I guess we're going to have to move to Skype to do that shit.
No, we don't have to move to Skype. We'll find another way.
Yeah, because I want to do it on because I'm not so sure that I can keep doing this ignorant shit on YouTube, because they're gonna snipe my ass down like a motherfucker.
It's cool, bro. We continue to do it. We gain this. We gain the people's trust because they know we're gonna be fire ass niggas releasing shit, and then we go on from there, bro. That's all it is, bro. It's called quality over quantity.
Ooh, quality over quantity, even though our quality is false. Shit.
Exactly. It's like X, bro. His shit, he has shit quality, but it's all good.
Can somebody tell me why the fuck am I getting XXXTentacion's like tweets on my shit, but I'm not following him? I think someone else is following him.
Because he's super popular.
Yeah, probably Dominican, this motherfucker.
Just retweeting the shit out of the man.
Nah, bro, he was. I still stand by that.
But you're giggling, you can't even take it. He probably is.
It's really not, though. It's really not. Uh-huh. But I stand by his tweets, though. Drake mom, got it. She can have a tapioca pudding, bro.
Tapioca. Yeah, you say tapioca. I was like, wait.
I don't even know what that means. That's my stuttering coming out.
Nah, that's the Latina coming out of you. You don't know what to say shit.
Nah, I'm just, I got stupid dry mouth and I need a water.
You need to get wet. All right, I get you. All right, let me start this shit as of right now. Okay.
Like, we haven't been live for the last 2 minutes.
We've been live, but I haven't, like, actually started the fucking shit. Like,
even it's because.
Oh, you might get fucked up again, man.
Is that better?
Nope. You sound like you have a walkie-talkie talking through a walkie-talkie or some shit like that. That's how you sound right now.
What about now?
Oh, you started good and then just fucked up.
The fuck, bro?
Is it Yeah, you sound shitty, man. You sound really shitty.
Oh.
What the fuck is going on with your mic? All right, while you fix your mic, let me present this shit to everybody. All right, everybody, thank you for coming through to the podcast about nothing, episode 9. This is the podcast where we just talk shit and we just chill, where we just say random shit. We answer questions. We talk about what happened on the week or the weekend or the past 2 weeks, depending on how much time I stay. There you go, Dominican. You sound really good.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
Yeah, no problem. But this is the podcast where we just talk about shit between real ass niggas like me, Bloomy, and Dominican. Dominican looking like Rick Ross, so you know he a real nigga. But ew, never mind. Let's continue. But yeah, in today's episode, we're gonna be talking about one thing that I know as of right now. We're gonna be talking about that Kendrick album that just dropped. We're gonna be answering. We're going to be answering a question. I ain't even going to acknowledge that shit. We're going to be answering a question that CMT gave me last 2 weeks, 3 weeks before. We're going to be talking about that. Also, I'm going to be just asking you motherfuckers what happened the last 2 weeks. I really don't have any other news to check. And maybe you guys' opinions on some shit that happened the last 2 weeks also. So, yeah.
I mean, what? I could think of a good one off the top of the head.
Now, but first,
he's on the verge of starting.
Yeah, I'm a diversity starter right now. Just give me a second, and I'm just gonna say what up. Name is K4. If you haven't, go ahead and subscribe to this channel. And if you haven't, go ahead and share this shit on Twitter and Facebook and wherever else. I got my boy Bloomy. Go ahead, say hi, Bloomy.
Hi.
You motherfucker.
What's up? We're here to talk that bullshit. Nothing.
Damn. Toxic sludge.
We're here to talk that bullshit.
That toxic sludge. Sewer scum at the bottom of the barrel.
Damn.
That dirty water.
That muddy water.
That muddy water. That's it. Fucking Dominican.
Hey. How'd you like that, cuz?
Fucking like that mess.
I know you love my my verse at the end.
So bad.
The man super lit. All right, let's continue. And our boy, the producer, the one and only Mr. Blue. I was about to say Mr. Blue.
Nah. You got to start that over, cuz. You forgot that part where I eat ass.
All right. The ass eater and producer, Mr. Dominican himself. Go ahead, sir. Go ahead. Represent yourself on this podcast. Hey, you sound like a big ass whale and you look like one. Let's continue.
Okay, bitch ass.
Damn.
Hey.
I remember who guys back with.
You know what? Fuck you.
Continue.
All right, we're gonna be talking about, well, we missed 1 week, that's for sure. One, because Dominican forgot that we do this podcast and he wanted to do it on the phone. I ain't gonna
Nah, nigga, it would have sounded fine.
Nah, motherfucker, last time they used the phone, you were in a car. That shit,
I was not, bro. I wasn't even in a car this time. I was sitting.
I don't give a fuck that I'm not taking risks at all. That last time, that was some bullshit. I ain't gonna lie to you. And I got mad. I was like, you know what? I want
to
keep K4, it cool.
K4, you're the type of nigga to sit at home and huff on paint, bro. You're the type of nigga to eat glue, super glue at that, bro. Come on now.
Who doesn't that do? I mean, no, I'm not.
Who doesn't that do?
You don't disagree on top of that, you fried ass nigga.
But no, man. But no. Let's continue. God damn it. We missed a week. I apologize for that, even though Bloomy was really ready for that shit. I don't know what Bloomy was going to bring. He was going to bring some fire ass conversation.
I got called like 2 days before being like, you better be there. I get a text all like, bitch, you better be there. And I reach an hour early. And then I get a midstream. I just get a text like, hey, I'm canceling it. Not even a text. You came into my stream. And I'm like, all right, everybody. We're going to go to the K4 podcast. I'm shutting down. Here's the link. Hey, Kablumi, I'm not doing the podcast today. I'm not feeling it, bro.
How'd you miss that opportunity, you bitch ass? Like, it would have been fine if I would have been on my phone, bro. Whose mans are you, bro? Like, I'm curious. Like, what runs through your mind, bro?
Oh, my God. And I think your microphone just fucked up again at the end of that.
Yeah, you did. You went back out the window.
Yeah.
Shit, you might have been better off on the phone now that we think about it.
Yeah, might be better off on the phone. Hey, what's up, CMT? Thank you for coming through. And Alan G Plays, hey, thank you for coming through.
Alan CM, welcome.
Hey, thank you for coming through. Go ahead and share this shit on Twitter if you haven't. And let your boys know so we can, we can get more people in here. We can get more conversation going. First of all, I apologize for last week. I fucked up. I'm going to take the blame. Dominican and Bloom didn't have anything to do. Dominican was good, too. He was going to do it in the fun, even though...
Dominican fucked up, too.
All right, Dominican fucked up.
Dominican fucked up. The minute he made muddy water.
All right. Muddy water. Hey. And your microphone is still fucked up, Dominican. So
yeah, it got worse again.
Yeah, you can't even talk right now. Yeah, but let me see. I don't know what happened.
It's the connection, bro. It's the connection.
It's the connection.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I think so.
Ooh, man, that sucks. I ain't gonna lie to you.
There's nothing you can do about that.
Yeah,
I literally closed everything else. I see it's good now, but
yeah, all right. Yeah, it sounds really good.
Dodgy.
Yeah, but whatever. What happened last 2 weeks? I think two major things that I can talk about is basically the Pepsi commercial. And what's the name of that airline?
Pepsi sounds good right now, though. You mean the Asian guy that got dragged out?
Yeah, the Asian. No, he got reaccommodated. United. There you go. That's the day.
He got reaccommodated.
Yeah, remember that's the term that they use. He got reaccommodated, right?
Reaccommodated. This ass whooping.
Exactly.
But let's start. I think the first thing that happened was Pepsi. I ain't gonna lie to you. Was that it? Was that the first thing that
commercial
happened?
What happened? Very thirsty.
Like, I can't even lie. I've been like,
I wanted a Mountain Dew.
Like, I've been in and out of work all week. So, like, what happened with Pepsi? Like, I'm not 100% sure.
Okay, so there was a commercial and it had Kylie Jenner, and then they were trying to, like, I guess use the whole protesting movement stuff. And then Kylie Jenner comes out of whatever she was fucking doing. She was like doing a photo shoot or some shit. She rips off her wig and takes off her makeup, and then she runs to.
What the fuck?
This man got distracted.
No. It's my friend behind it. He corrected me. It was Kendall Jenner.
Kendall.
Is it Jenner?
Oh yeah.
Is it Kendall?
Yeah.
It's one of those names, bro. It's a Kardashian for sure, though.
All right. Yeah.
But she runs up to the front, and then she hands the cop a Pepsi or whatever, and then they're trying to, like, everybody kept saying they were trying to normalize riots riots and shit like that, some shit like that. I really didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, and they were also like trying to downplay like the riot stuff more than anything on the commercial. That's what people are complaining about. The cop himself, the cop that she handed the Pepsi to, he was a model, man. He wasn't a cop at all. Yeah. And everyone that was protesting was a model. So that's their and they were protesting with no reason at all. That's pretty much I think that people were mad about. It's like you're trying to downplay it all the protesting that we had that had a meaning before with this commercial. Yeah. So all the and then all the memes came out like and Lord, all the memes came out with all the protestings and like
I mean the ones for the plane incident thing were a little funnier, but those were pretty funny too.
Yeah,
like for one that I saw, it was like for the Michael Brown thing. If only he would have gave the cop a Pepsi, it would have ended everything.
Yeah, and there was another one with what was it? Martha Luther King Jr.
Oh, like, yeah.
Yeah, there was one where the Kardashian was like in hands with a Pepsi with Martha Luther King Jr. I was it was like, yeah, nah. Pepsi is pretty much fucked up, and Pepsi got a lot of hate for that, but. That didn't stop for a United to come through. Like, hold my beer, let me show you how to do shit better.
Let me show you how to really fuck shit up.
Yeah, let me show
you. This nigga's jaw right here.
Yeah, like, everybody knows about, and everybody knows about the United shit, right?
That blew up.
Right, so even Bloomy, and Bloomy was working the whole time.
Yeah, it was grinding.
That was
like,
all over the news.
Yes,
yeah. I can open shit there. Like, it was covered so much, I fucking even heard, like, if you were on that plane with the man getting his ass whooped, they gave you your ticket for free, but you had to sign a waiver saying you could never sue them. And I don't mean you can never sue them for this incident. I mean ever. In your lifetime, you can never sue United Airlines.
Hell no, I would never take that. Fuck that.
Yo, just how the fuck?
It was in your lifetime of flying United Airlines... You cannot sue United Airlines.
Wow.
That's how it read, at least. Wow. Like, maybe they were like, oh, we didn't mean it like that, but.
Nah, you definitely.
When they showed the waiver, that's how it read.
Yeah, after all that they fucked up. Yeah, that's definitely how they meant it. Like, nah. They tried to downplay it. But let's go step by step before what just happened. A nigga got his ass beat, all right?
No. You got to start from the beginning, because they overbooked the flight with their bitch asses.
People don't know about space. This. Yeah, people don't know about this, so go ahead, Dominican. Go ahead.
They overbooked the flight with their bitch asses, thinking that they had enough space, and then they ended up needing four spots for four of their employees. So they had to rip people's seats away. And nobody wanted to leave. They started upping, I think it was the voucher amount. They started at 400, then went into 800, and they could have went higher, but they didn't. And then they just made the computer choose four people, and a couple was chosen, and they got off the plane. But then when they got to the Asian guy, he was a doctor and didn't want to leave because it was the only day of the week that he was able to go to his patients. And I think it was Louisville that they were going to, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he didn't want to give up his spot. And then they had to get security and rip him out of the plane. And he hit, I believe when they were ripping him out, they hit his head on the armrest.
Yeah, the armrest, yes.
Yeah, and then as they're ripping him out, he's all limp and shit. He looks like he got KO'd or something. So you get in the fucking face. But yeah, and he runs back in the plane somehow, and then you see him in the back of the plane next to the laboratory. All bleeding and shit. His mouth. He looked like Goku after he got punched super hard, like that.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's what
it
happened.
It was pretty bad. Like it was. It looked pretty gruesome.
Damn.
And he was all disoriented and shit. He said, "No, I got to stay. I got to stay." No racial though on the accent, but I got to stay. I gotta go. I gotta go. Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Yeah, but how do you guys feel about it though? Because for me, it's like, damn, y'all fucked up. that's
oh yeah,
I mean, as
definitely
a company,
y'all fucked up.
As a company, it's fucking terrible how they handled it.
Yeah, and the thing is how they handled it afterwards too. Because the actual
they're trash.
The spokesperson was like, "Oh, apologies for the way we react." How do you say that shit? Reaccommodate? I can't even say that fucking word.
Accommodated.
Yeah, I'm sorry for the. Sorry for the way that we accommodated our people. It's not meant to accommodate. Man, you ripped someone's out of the seat. Like,
somebody's the seat and tore them to pieces. Like, the man was screaming and you were just tearing him down. Like, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah, I forgot to add that. He was screaming like it was a... He was like, ah!
Oh, yeah, in the beginning.
It was pretty weird, like, how loud he was screaming.
Yeah, it was pretty weird, but man, they
really don't even, like, I don't know how I screamed when somebody just started manhandling me, like,
away too. You gotta go dead weight on them bitches. Fuck that.
He was going dead weight. They picked him up anyway.
I mean, he was just knocked out. Come on, man.
If you saw the thing, he dragged him, and then, like, his face, as he was dragging him forward out of the seat, you could see his face just smack the armrest. And that nigga got knocked the fuck out. That's why he went limp.
Yeah, that's right. That's probably why. Man, that's some bullshit, man. People don't know how to fucking appreciate, like, do their jobs right.
Wanted to take blame for either. The police station in Chicago didn't want to take blame for it. The security in the fucking airport didn't want to take blame for it. Even in the airport, they were like, "That's not procedure right there. That's not what we do." So they rubbed off the blame on them, on just those security guards that were doing it.
God damn,
officers or something like that.
You know what? It that sucked up, man. And that's two things that I happened this whole 2 weeks that I know. Well, actually, a bit more stuff happened, but I don't feel like talking about it. So
you mean Kendrick?
No. We're gonna talk about Kendrick's album, and that's I think that's also what happened in these 2 weeks. Like, I'm pretty sure you heard The Heart Part 4, right, Bloomy?
No, remember, busy all week. I haven't heard shit.
Wow, you have, but that's been probably out 3 weeks from now, 3-4 weeks from now.
Last thing I heard was Humble. Like, I've been out of it.
Yeah, The Heart Part 4 was before Humble.
Yep, didn't even know then.
Wow.
Yeah, no, I've been out of...
Wow.
I've been... Since PAX, I've been grinding, bro. I've been out of...
Let me tell you the last bar of The Heart Part 4. Y'all got until April 7 to get y'all shit together. That's what Kendrick say. That's what Kendrick say in the last bar.
Damn.
Yeah, and then everybody was like, oh, shit. Kendrick's going to drop on April 7th. Everybody stop. And at the same time, I think who was the one that was dropping on April 7th, Dominican?
Joey Badass.
Joey Badass? Yeah, Joey Badass dropping in everybody.
Okay album. It was pretty cool. He had J. Cole on it. He had...
I heard it too. It was pretty cool. And I ain't going to lie.
It was different. It was really different from his old style where he had mostly like old school 90 beats. And he kind of had that like style going, but he changed it up to more like modernized breakbeat kind of style. It was yeah. more like that. It was super influenced by like I want to say future bass, if anything.
Yeah,
it was kind of like that. I don't want to be super specific about the genre because it was just kind of his own thing.
Yeah, so everybody was like, yo, Joey Badass, you better move your album because Kendrick's dropping April 7th, so we don't know. It's like, nah, man, let him drop. Yeah, like they know each other, right? Like they buddies.
They're friends. Yeah.
Like, nah, don't worry about it. Then Humble came out. Everybody's like, shit, it is going to be lit. Like, even I'm pretty sure. Start. Yeah, even Bloomy can. I can't even say. Even Bloomy was like, "Yeah, shit."
That shit was crazy. Like, that was the start.
Yeah, how do you feel about the Humble track though?
It's my least favorite. Like... Oh, him? Go ahead, man. I don't mean
no, both of you.
No, you go. You already started. Least favorite, really?
Oh yeah, in the whole album, it's my least favorite.
Oh, in the whole album, okay, fair enough.
It's like,
damn, that says something.
It's because everything else is so good on it, to me at least. Like, it's cool because it's the single track and it's, you know, it's fire, it's hype, but it's honestly not my favorite.
Yeah, and how about you, Bloomy?
I haven't heard the rest of the track yet, so all I have is Humble in my mind, and I've been blasting it for, like, the last week or two. Like, it's just stuck.
Like, so, you know, it word by word now?
Not word by word, but I've just been getting it, like... I'm trying to get it to the point where I'm just sick of the song and I don't want to listen to it anymore, but it hasn't faded just yet.
Just fall asleep with it with headphones on. You'll get rid of it.
God damn, even better.
Or you can go to soundcloud.com/Tadelic and listen to Mighty Water.
I'm done with you.
Mighty Water.
Yeah. But news, April 7 came through. And Kendrick didn't drop. What actually dropped was the date for the pre-order.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, you guys remember that shit.
Oh, that's what happened. I forgot.
The salt was so high.
He didn't put the track names or anything.
He just
released that picture with the names on it.
He just released the link so we can pre-order it. That's about it.
That's people what were so upset.
Oh, no. But then they saw the actual date of release, which was April 14th. Then that was basically this Friday, if I remember correctly. And it just happened yesterday, and I'm forgetting shit. Goddamn. And the album drops. Twitter just goes on fire, fam. Yeah, Twitter just looks like, oh, damn, this is just fire. How do you feel? Bloomy, I'm pretty sure you didn't... You haven't heard the album at all, but Dominican.
No.
How do you feel of the album, and which one is your favorite?
In his whole collection?
No, of the album, the one that just dropped.
Oh, my favorite song?
Yeah. How do you feel about the album, and what's your favorite song on that album?
Well, I mean, the concept is cool. I don't want to ruin for Bloomy and shit, but you know.
No, go for it. I'm going to listen to it either way.
Okay, but
it's in Spotify too as of right now, so yeah, you can.
I mean, from what I understood, he is at the beginning, he gets shot, and then I want to say is like, for the most part, what's going on is a flashback as he's dying, and then everything that's in between is kind of like super in detail of what he's seeing before he's dying. Because if I'm not wrong, that's what I got too,
somehow. Yeah.
But my favorite song on it is Feel Right Now, because that's probably the one that I connect the most to.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's dope. You're basically the first person I heard about that. Like, say that. Like,
I fucks with that song so hard. The beat.
I still need to give it a couple more listens, because as of right now.
You wilded him, bro. You're supposed to listen to it all the way through.
No, I heard it.
Three times in a row, bro. Come on.
I already have. That's the thing. But
In a row, though.
Yes, sir. Oh my goodness! Can you let me finish?
In a row, my dude, with Genius Open reading the lyrics.
No, I don't. I haven't done it with Genius Open reading the lyrics. I heard the album over and over while I was at work. That shit was bumping like a motherfucker. I ain't gonna lie to you. That shit was amazing. I like the ones that I like as of right now is Duckworth. That's.
Oh no! I fucks with Duckworth too.
Come on, Doc Ward, and that's definitely.
He's talking about me, though. You already know.
Yeah, Yeah, I know. And
also, he says my name because my real name is Anthony. So yeah, just go listen to it.
And then I'm pretty sure Element is second, and then DNA is third. For me, as of right now. Cause Element, I just loved Element, dude.
You don't fuck with Loyalty though. That's
fire, that's no. I fuck with it. But the thing is, like, it's not up there on my top three as of right now of this album, is Duckworth, then Element, and then DNA. Cause DNA, yo, the album starts mellow like any other Kendrick album. Like, well, let's say To Pimp a Butterfly. Let's say it starts mellow out. Let's say that, and then DNA just pops right in. Like a motherfucker, that shit just hits you in the head, and then after that just goes mellow again. How the hell, yo, that shit just got me hyped like a motherfucker, and after that I was sweating because I heard this shit like 1 a.m. because I wait until the shit drop.
Fanboy.
Hey man, I apologize, I never done this before, but I this time I was like, yeah, I'm waiting for this motherfucker. You made I waited.
The last time I did that, bro, was when the Carter 4 came out, bro. That's the last time I did that.
Damn.
And then, you know, I bootlegged it like 30 minutes. Ago.
But yeah, and sent it here, but I can't say.
I didn't say anything, bro. I didn't say anything.
Yeah. But yeah, it's the thing, well, like
I agree with Galaxy though. He said pretty much the ones that are gonna be on the radio though.
Yeah, Humble and Loyalty. Is basically for radio, yeah. CNC, thank you for letting me know that. And also, you heard God, right?
Yeah.
Why do I feel like that's a mockery to Drake?
Yeah.
Like, this man was over there, like, and I'm sorry, Bloomy, for not being, you needed to listen.
No. Yeah, I didn't get to hear. No, I'm just taking notes. Go ahead.
Yeah, but God just felt like a big mockery of a Drake song.
Like, honestly, I wish I could play it on stream because it's really good.
Your microphone fucked up, by the way.
Fuck! Fucking.
But I think you said you wish you could play it on stream because it's really good. Go on.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. I'm gonna
throw me off track, man.
I'm sorry. I apologize. No, but I'm probably gonna start. Yeah, we're gonna move this shit to Twitch because we can do that on Twitch. Doesn't matter. What's mockery? No, mockery. Mockery. How do you say it then?
Mockery.
Yeah, I'm saying it good, right? Or not?
No, mockery. It's
or is my accent too thick? So yeah.
Say it again.
Mockery.
No, you're saying it fine.
Yeah, it's just your accent, man.
It's my accent, right?
It makes you.
Yeah, maybe your accent's thinking a little, but mockery is. You're saying it right.
Yeah, fuck it. Yeah, but it just felt like that. Like, God was the biggest fuck you to Drake. Like, I can do this too.
pretty much. It's a sly, like, it's a sly diss.
Yeah, it's a. Like, every time that I hear God, everything I hear God, and God is, what track is it? 13? The 13th track. So
it's like second, it's like third or second to last.
I think it's second to last. That's what it is. It is second because after God comes Duckworth. Yeah.
Oh yeah, second to last.
Yeah. So
this is the last one.
Yeah, and that shit just felt like a big fuck you, Dre. This man. Yo.
He's singing the whole time.
Yeah, he's singing all the time. And you know how Drake, Bloomy, you know how Drake sings like that too? Yeah.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. He just sings
he's doing it, but it's not like annoying or anything.
Yeah, he's not annoying.
From my perspective, it's not annoying.
It's actually one of the, like, oh wait, this man can do this. Like when you hear Loyalty, because in Loyalty he sings and he harmonizes with Riri.
He does it really well.
Like, he does it so well that
you can tell he can't sing, but he harmonizes like crazy. And it's
really well. And I got CMT over here says personal like Ya and Feel. I'll fucks with Ya and Feel. I ain't gonna lie to you. When Ya came through, I was like, yeah, this is really good. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Well, what's the one song where he's like, I gotta slap a nigga sexy?
Oh, that's Element.
Is it Element?
That's Element, yeah.
Oh shit, yeah.
I'll make it sexy. I gotta slap a bitch as nigga make it look sexy.
Yeah, that's I fucked with that.
That's element, man. That shit is amazing. I ain't gonna lie to you. All right, so let's move on to questions. It's been what 4 or 5 weeks since
I think Galaxy X, one more thing.
Oh, let me see.
I haven't listened to all the way through the All-American Badass. I gotta listen through it.
Like, yeah,
I
me too.
Through it, I haven't listened to it, so I can't talk about it.
Yeah, me too. And you blow me nothing about it.
Like I can't compare them, but like it's just because you know I haven't heard the fucking second one yet. But from what I remember from All American Badass, there was nothing wrong with it. It was just
it was just
cool. They're two different artists, and I can't compare them. I ain't gonna lie. And I scanned through it. I skimmed through it, Joey Badass and stuff, and it sounds really good. I ain't gonna lie to you. If you enjoy one more than the other, then that's personal opinion. That's basically your enjoyment. Me, I enjoy the fuck out of more than Joey Badass, but I can't give respect where respect is due. Because this motherfucker knows how to do his shit, too.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie.
Like, I mean, I do like Devastated and Land of the Free. And what's the other one that I like?
Oh, Temptation.
Temptation is fire. Yeah.
Temptation's really good. So, yeah. Temptation was the best one on it.
Yeah, I say so.
I'm gonna need to listen through the whole album, and then I'll get back to you, CMT, maybe next week.
To Temptation.
3 weeks later.
Then 3 weeks later. Yeah, I apologize. Yeah. See, I'm gonna answer you a question that you asked me. What? Since episode 2, episode 3, we're in episode now right now.
Oh my god.
Yeah, but if I remember correctly, CMT told me about a situation that he had. CMT is currently, I think, 16 as of right now. He's 16 years old, and he was trying to holla a girl that is around 19 or 20.
I mean, it's the way that you approach her, man. You just gotta go up with maturity, man.
No, the thing is, I think it's 15 or 16. CMT, correct me, man. I forgot what it was. And but yeah,
the thing. To holler, nah, don't do it.
Why not? Cause.
Cause that relationship can't last.
Can it?
Because if that relationship does last, she's either going to prison at some point.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you forgot about the Dominican.
It's cool, bro. It's cool. Just don't stick your dick in.
Oh, I'm 16.
Oh, she's
18. So tell the man to have no fun? Like, that's what you want to do? Like, shit, I'd rather not have a relationship if like...
She's 18. CMT is 16. That's the right age.
I mean, he's trying to get his...
18.
Just keep... Don't be around.
Your microphone fucked up, the Dominican.
Your microphone fucked up.
Fuck.
There you go, you're back. Yeah. What are you saying?
Just do it on the low, but don't get caught.
Don't get
you get caught. They're going to prison, like straight up.
That's all I could say, because I've been in the same situation.
Ooh, yeah, you want to put that out there on YouTube?
It was a long time ago, because I don't want to speak about it.
And right. Sadly,
you know, I made it public, but shit.
And sadly, my ex, we were that age when we started dating too.
But it's cool now, bro. Okay. She's 18.
It's cool now. She's 18. She's, cool. She's legal.
It's cool. She's 18. Wait. That was only like
how
was years ago.
But right? We are the same grade level. How the fuck she 18 and she the same grade level than you?
Like, no offense, she that's
CMT. I'm gonna be honest with you,
Dominican. Your microphone fucked up, by the way. And go ahead, Billman.
Like, same grade level, and she's 2 years older than you. My nigga, that's not a good look. Like, I'm gonna be straight with you, because this is like a legit, like, just honest podcast.
Yeah,
my nigga, that is not a good. Like, is she like?
What are your?
I'm gonna be straightforward. Is she slow?
Is she slow or is she dumb? Because there's a difference.
Because
there's possibility, like, is she slow? Was she just held back for whatever reasons? Is she slow? Was she like had to leave school for some reason?
Gonna be 17.
Is she slow?
She barely turned 18. I'm gonna turn 17 this year. So there,
it's like a year difference.
It's a year difference.
If it's a year difference, then that's whatever. That's not, you know,
that's
what
not
I mean?
Bad then. That's
yeah, because
that's do you?
Because
I thought you were talking like 2-3 solid years of difference. Because that's prison time.
Just get that baby oil and, you know, just rub it on the ass and just go ham, cuz you'll be okay, fam. Just slide in there, cuz.
Is she? No, cuz we're going to go by steps. They don't jump into the end right now. First of all, cuz when I remember the age was a big gap. So that's why I brought it up. I was like, okay, this is a difference of age. The dish is the first problem, but we fixed that right now. It's only 1 year, so it's not that bad.
If it's 1 year, that's like,
you good. You
like
good.
Whatever, because you know what I mean.
Well,
it's whatever.
It's okay. It's not whatever. It's still kind of a problem, but it's just what
he's above 16, so it's like
it depends. Isn't 17 legal? Or
I mean, technically, for the age of consent, I think it's 16.
16.
I think nationwide. I don't quote me.
18.
18.
18. You
of consent. of consent. There's a difference between consent and being an adult. Cause,
I think. Oh, you mean adults? Like, adults, I think adult is 18. Adult 18. Is 16. Consent is 18.
What? No, it's that's
is adult. I mean, got that is consent got that. Definitely. I know that for a fact. 18 is consent. If she is younger than 18, you're going to prison.
She's older, though.
Oh, no. In this case, she's older than 18. He's not. She's going to prison.
So either way, she goes to prison? You know what you're saying, bro?
No. If it was him, he will go.
Okay. Got you.
Yeah.
I was about to say, like, Bloomy John drugs for today, boy.
What the fuck? Oh, that was your last chick. 2 years difference. How the?
What are you? Just go dig down, bro. I don't even. Why'd you ask the question in the first place?
Why are you rocking like? Why am I, dude? Oh my god! I sent a text saying that it might. I was on this podcast and Mini just pops up. That's so nice. 17 is apparently legal in Texas.
That but way, like really? I said, it goes
in
by
Texas, though.
Hey, everything is legal.
Consent is usually 18 up.
No, I mean, in some states, like,
in some states, it's 16. Less. Some states you could get married at 16, even. But, like, that's what happened to fucking.
If you're in Japan, you could.
No, what's his name?
13-year-old if you wanted to.
Love you, Mini. What's his name? R. Kelly. Fucking R. Kelly went to another state so he could marry Aaliyah.
Oh, damn.
What?
You remember that?
I don't remember this.
I don't remember this.
You don't remember
R. Kelly?
R. Kelly. All I remember was the peeing.
Yeah, me too. That's the only thing that I remember.
Yo, y'all really don't remember that? That was like famous shit back then. R. Kelly, because when R. Kelly found Aaliyah,
how many years
she
back?
She was 15.
How many years back?
Well, Aaliyah died a long time ago, so it has to be like
23, bro.
Is it more than 7 years? Because I wasn't in this country by that time.
More than 7 years by far. It wasn't in the 2000s. It was like early,
exactly.
All right.
So I wasn't here.
Fair enough. How about you, Dominican? Do you remember that?
I'm sorry. I was passing my friend a charger.
Nah. Fair enough. Do you remember the Aaliyah? You remember when Aaliyah died, right?
I was too young. I was like maybe.
How old are you, Dominican?
Me? I'm you know, 65.
He's younger than me. I think he's 20 or 19. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I'm 20.
You're 20.
Okay, so. I was probably in like.
Well, you were probably like just
like 2000.
Really in school, like kindergarten and plus.
Yeah, I was barely in like kindergarten.
Hey. And by the way, thank you for coming through, Minnie. I really appreciate the support. Hearts to you too.
Thank you, Minnie. Hearts.
Yeah. And Minnie, she's the real track queen. That's what y'all gonna say, all right? And thank you for coming through. Go ahead and share this shit on Twitter if you can. We're gonna move to I was about to say. We're gonna move to Twitch next episode. We're gonna start like this is gonna be a series. Every 10 episodes, we're gonna be moving and upgrading and shit. Oh, point is here. I already hit. Okay.
Hold on, bro. You were asking us.
Wait, I thought you were asking. Did you just come here to? You came here to stunt. That's what it sounds like you did to me right now.
Yeah, because
you were just here to, at first to it sounded like, that. How do I get her?
Yeah,
and now you're just like, I already hit it. Like, nigga, you just stunting at this
point.
Like, did you need advice, or did you just want to like Just like, I don't understand. Like, what's happening right now?
Oh, no. It's because I took so much time to answer the fucking question.
K4 took so long that you already hit it and are now dealing with the consequences. Is that what happened here?
It's been more than a month, though. So it does give him time to, you know, slide in there, you know, give it a dick.
Slid in less than a month? G.
I mean, oh, that was like.
Oh, 2 months ago you asked the question.
Yeah.
K4, okay, for that. You gotta blame K4.
Yeah, I take the L on this one, man. I ain't gonna lie to you. Shut up.
Like, K4 went and asked you for questions and then never answered them.
Yeah.
Like, that's all K4 right there.
That was my bad. That was definitely my bad. All right, let me promote this one more time so actually I can
answer. I'm proud you got in there, though, fam. Go on.
Yeah. But hey, I gotta be real with you, cuz I gotta go soon, cuz.
God damn it. Okay.
Oh, you have to head out? Shit, all right.
We got what, 40 minutes on this shit? All right, let me finish this shit up then. Because I ain't got nothing else to talk about. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm gonna.
What about your diamond studded butthole?
We weren't gonna say about this. Come on, man. What's between you and me? God damn it.
What are you talking about? You could be public about that, bro. It's okay. It's just a piercing, bro. It's okay.
No, I mean, the way that you put it in, though, you used the whole mouth. Like, how do you put a piercing with.
I'm gonna take this as a side note. I want this to know this is my last day on the podcast.
Oh, you're putting your resignation already?
This is my resignation.
And by the way, yes, I don't know who said it, but I can't say that Bloomy and Dominican are guests anymore. You guys are our co-hosts already. Bloomy, you're stuck with us right now.
I'm a text message from a short bastard. Hey, tell me I better be here.
I'm a host at this point, cuz.
Oh, damn. You're gonna take my spot then?
Yeah, cuz. You know,
just for the fuck of it, I'm gonna read the last text I got from K4. Let me see it. I flip my phone open. Your ass is mine. That is the last text I got from K4. That is the last text I got from K4.
What do you be sending to this man, bro? I swear, hey,
it is just like
a week of key, bro. Your butt
messages and then a message. Your ass is mine. That's it. That's what I got.
Hey.
Oh my
God. But all right, let me finish. Oh, yeah. Dominican can leave.
I just saw something.
Oh, hey, yeah, microphone fucked up.
So Dominican can go do what he needs to do.
All right, let's. You good, Dominican?
R.I.P. Charlie Murphy.
Oh yeah.
No, you are not good.
Fuck, you're not good.
Your mic's not good.
But I heard that. All right, RIP, Charlie Murphy.
Yeah, Charlie Murphy.
That man
fucking fighting leukemia. Shit.
Yo, we did it. We couldn't see it. He doesn't. It,
no one ever. It never came out.
It never came out, and it didn't appear like, that he had a man
was getting skinny. But I thought he was just old.
Yeah, me too. Like, what the hell?
I saw him in Black Jesus all the time. I thought he was just.
I'm sorry,
Charlie
I'm sorry,
Murphy's
my
getting
friend,
old.
My friend just stepped in my dog's poop. I'm sorry. It's just continue. My bad. But he never did. Say anything about that. Like
no,
never said a word.
Yes. Damn. Oh, damn.
He was in Black.
Black Jesus.
He was like one of the best characters in Black Jesus. So that
because he was the that he shows was the, wasn't
he was the landlord
cheap uncle? Oh no, the
super like the landlord slash super.
Yeah.
Like fucking one of the best characters in the show.
Yeah,
and let's not forget he told the best Prince story ever, right?
Fucking oh, very yeah. true.
Come on,
the best Prince stories. Story. And the Rick James stories.
Yes, Rick James, bitch.
But I'm sorry to cut this down, but all right.
Let me do. Yeah, let me wrap it up right now real quick so you can leave. All right,
everybody do their sign-offs. Dominican, you go first since you can help.
Yeah.
Rest in peace to Bernie. So I bought a Mac. Red dot like the red lights. Stop him, heart attack. That's my exiting words right there. Go ahead.
Bloomy, you're next.
Fucking. We hurry up so we can wrap it up so Dominican can leave. And that's his last lines. That's all I want to put out there. Nigga.
I'll play this song for you after this. Go, just continue, bro. Just wrap it up.
All right. And thank you, everybody, for coming through. Really appreciate the support. This is the Podcast About Nothing, episode 9. We're going to move to Twitch next week when it comes through. Yeah, and we're going to come through, and we're probably going to have, I guess, not so, a co-host,
Is it going to be through Skype and shit?
We'll figure it out. And we're gonna find a guest. I'm gonna find a guest for us to talk and weird out. Yes, if you want to send me your questions, go ahead and send me your questions at K4DN on Twitter with the hashtag fuck Dominican. Go ahead and ask the questions, and that way we can answer. And this time I'm gonna answer the day, not until the summer, CMT. But I'm gonna answer that shit real quick. But again, if you can go ahead and send me your questions at K4DN with the hashtag fuck Dominican. Go ahead, and if you haven't, subscribe to this channel. If you haven't, go ahead and follow me on Twitch at K4DN. The podcast about nothing, episode 9. Thank you for coming through. Really appreciate the support. When this video comes up, leave a like, leave a comment, and share this shit. All right, everybody, plugs, Bloomy, Dominican.
SoundCloud.com/Tidelic, T-I-D-E-L-L-I-K. Fucks with it, my nigga. Go listen to Muddy Water.
All right, Bloomy.
Jesus. K4, mod me on your YouTube so I can fucking drop links and shit. But I don't do shit, so good podcast. Yeah. I'm going to get Twitch, I guess. I don't know. Fuck it. Good podcast. Whoop.
All right. Thank you for coming through. Really appreciate the support. Bye, motherfuckers.